Hello, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Ed Rothstein from District 5, and I want to take a few moments to share with you some of the activity that's happening now through the beginning of April. And what I'm talking about is our legislative session down in Annapolis that started on January 10th, and sine die, or the completion of the legislative season, is April 8th. Now, there's lots of activity that's happening in those 3 months that you, I believe, should be aware of. A few of the key dates that are happening is on February 5th, the Senate bills will be introduced after the date of February 5th, must go to the Rules Committee. February 9th is when the House bills get introduced after the 9th, and then they go to the Rules. And then March 18th is when the bills do a crossover between the House and the Senate. April 1st is when the budget bill from the state must be passed by both chambers. And then, as shared a minute or two ago, on April 8th, everything is complete and it's sine die. Now, this activity that happens down in Annapolis is not done in a silo. And this is really important to understand, and where you become a large part of the solution to a lot of problems that we see confronting us here in Carroll County, and how we can continue to strive and do better. My colleagues and myself on the Board of County Commissioners, along with our staff, which is so critical in a lot of this, our Board of Education, our key our legislators within our district, from Senator Reedy and Senator West to delegates, the governor's administration, from the governor, lieutenant governor, and all the secretaries. So all of us working together on the different issues that are confronting us to making Carroll County the best place to be. Doing this, we participate in what's called MACO, or the Maryland Association of Counties. Now, we have a couple of conferences for MACO, one in the summer down Ocean City, one in the winter down in Cambridge. I can't complain about the locations there because they're pretty cool. But more importantly, you get a whole lot done because of the interaction with all those folks that I was talking about just a minute ago. But then during the legislative season, or right now, we have weekly meetings. Some are virtual, some are in person, and we talk about different legislative actions that we want to take in comments and take positions on that are going through the process. We look at the taxes, we look at the environment, we look at education, we look at all the different legislation that's out there, and we decide or determine which are the different bills that we want to take a harder look at, get your input from, and then make a decision on whether we support that type of bill. We could support it, but we want a few changes in that bill, so that's supporting it with an amendment. We can say, you know, we just don't want to take a position on this, or we could just flat out oppose that bill as it's moving forward. Regardless if we support or all the way to oppose, that doesn't mean that we're not at the table in the discussion of that bill. There's a long process to getting these bills crossed over and then made into actual laws. Some of the bills that I want to share with you that you may have heard. One is the state requesting that all new school buses have seatbelts on them. Well, the challenge with that is it costs about $7,000 to $10,000 or more dollars for a school bus to be retrofitted with seatbelts. Another issue is, how many seatbelts do you want on the seat? Do you want two? Do you want three? Because how many kids are going to be on the seat? As these school buses are used for, you know, the elementary school all the way through high school. And three, and the most important issue, is we do not want the state to tell us, Carroll County, what to do. We work hard to have Carroll County tell our own story, so we push away from these type of mandates that the state has or is trying to have on us. So we flat out opposed that type of bill. Another education bill that we opposed, and I'm very proud that I brought this to my attention and I highlighted it through the MACO Legislative Committee, was a bill that was in the House and the Senate regarding allowing the student government representative to have an equal vote in the process. And we had the conversation about this. And instead of the idea was, should we support this and just make a couple amendments? I was pretty straightforward in saying, you know, there's just too much wrong with this. And again, if a county wants this to happen, then let a county do it. But I don't need the state to tell Carroll County that this is a good idea that you must do. So we flat out opposed this type of a bill. And my expectation is that it should not go any further than that. Another big issue that's happening I want to share with you has to do with housing. One of the governor's key initiatives is focused on housing. And he's looking at affordable housing in the state, how to best produce the appropriate housing necessary in the state. The issue that, and there's lots of different issues regarding the housing, but the one issue that affects Carroll County is allowing state facilities that are over 50 years old to be used for housing. So really what we're talking about is the Warfield Complex. That's a challenge because although the buildings are in Sykesville, the town of Sykesville, the adequate public facilities is the responsibility of the county. So therefore, do we have the appropriate fire and EMS and schools that are adequate enough if there was going to be additional housing allowed in Warfield? And the short answer is no, there's not. So we are working with the state on amending this bill before it becomes a law to allow us either more time or to request that if things need to occur, get the state provide some dollars to the county in creating a better APFO or adequate public facilities. I'm sharing a lot of this with you because that's what we're doing today. Commissioner Kyler and I, every Wednesday, we spend our time down in Annapolis. We participate in the education subcommittee. The tax subcommittee and environment subcommittee occur at the same time. Afterwards, we have a legislative session to determine which bills we want to support with amendments or oppose. And in between those times or right after, we have the opportunity to meet with our legislators. The key about meeting with legislators and also the administration is that we get to carry the information that you want us to carry. What are the initiatives? What are the ideas, your thoughts? And let us help, again, make Carroll County best. We work for you. It's as simple as that. You can always reach me texting, as always, 443-569-9861. You can email me at erothstein@carrollcountymd.gov or any of my colleagues, and we will do our best because you're the most important voice that we want to represent down in Annapolis. My closing thoughts is yesterday, Commissioner Gordon, Kyler, and I had the opportunity to spend breakfast with the Boys and Girls Club. We have an incredible Boys and Girls Club here in Carroll County. And I'll tell you, it's not just, I believe, the best in Maryland, but probably the model for our entire country. And a real shout out to Jalen. She is the Boys and Girls Club Youth of the Year for Maryland. And it was wonderful that she was highlighted at this breakfast. The Lieutenant Governor spoke some very eloquent words about our Lieutenant Governor. She was very genuine in her approach. She came up to us afterwards with Jalen and was just so appreciative of everything that Carroll County does. It's nice to me when the administration, whether it's the governor, Lieutenant Governor, the secretaries, recognize the importance of Carroll County and the value that Carroll County brings. Again, that's you on the forefront. And to me, it makes me proud every time I see that happening. Life is good, and life is always good being a Carroll Countyan. This is, again, Ed Rothstein. I really wish you a wonderful week, and talk to you later. Thanks.